All the unconscious of the bias is only from Vaishnava. Everything we have documented in Chazal was Vaishnava. That's what they remembered. And that was they remembered it, that was part of it.
Something. I mean, I guess the question is how does it
start? I guess it was they also, but they could speak.
Pinchas,
you want to lead? You want to? You can get to play what you want to play.
Mishkan.
I don't know what that way this was like. I don't know. I wouldn't find any place. You like slow.
Yakim, 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 Yak
What? That's what. He golanod, you know. He golanod. He golanod. Ufrois chavibi olai sukash loimecha. He golanod. He golanod. Habibi Allah Isur kash laimecha Hay tamahi Heret Mech loidecha Nagila Benis mecha Hay You don't want to try it, or it's like out of the. He galena, he galena, ufrois chavibi alai sukash loimecha. He galena. Okay. Thanks for coming.
My pleasure.
Great. You can grab the seats and there are chairs inside. You're here for
you.
I don't know. In other words, in as much as we're going our little regal,
I'm
What? Hey, Lightus. About the Inyan, I guess it's Moshiach Rabbah, but in Alpiderech HaPshat, the Cheshivas of Moshiach Rabbah lies in the fact that it is the culmination of Sukkos, always the moment, the Zman of Gemar is always the Cheshivas, like Shalosh Shudas is a certain high point in Shabbos. In the Zman of Sukkos, Hashayna Rabbah is the Chsim of Sukkos. And Memela, whatever in Yonim are incorporated in Sukkos, whatever in Yonim are meant to be in Sukkos, reach their high point in Hashayna Rabbah. There are two Nekudas about the Yonim, about Sukkos, two general Yonim that seem to be very confusing. First of all, the Avodah of Nis Chamayim is a very unusual Avodah, besides the fact that it never was in the Beis HaMikdash, but the whole tzur of it seemed to be almost useless. It's one thing when a person takes an axe that's worth something, and it's his, and he brings it up as a carbon. So that's a certain chshivas of a hakrava. A person takes yayin in his makriv. They went, they took water from a well, they brought it up to the Mizbeach and poured it out into a hole that went down to what Chazal called a Tehoim. So basically, there wasn't anything, it almost seems to be pointless that to take the water that you draw from the Tehoim and pour it back into the Tehoim. It doesn't seem to be any no point to Avodah. And yet that avoda was the high point of the simcha of the Yontif of Sukkot. And it needs some mahalach and understanding what was the teichen of Nishamai. A second inyan that seems to be also very confusing is there seems to be a stira between in Sukkot itself, the way Rishonim explain it, it's a zman of simcha because of the kaparas avinus and the teichin of the shir at the simcha. So Sheva reflected it. Asher Zik Nesena Shekipal Yal Deseinu. It's the day of simcha. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Me'adin, and Sukkot is the time of simcha when we're happy that we yotze zakei bedin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechapad avinus v'chulu. And yet Chazal pinpoint Sukkot as a Yom Adin for Mayim. So Manefshach, if you're telling me that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is big Yom Adin, and the Simcha is that you were Zoche B'din, so how do you have an Inyan of Din Me'uriv with the Simcha of what seems to be having been Zakei B'din? It's strange, it should be in two angles. You're Zakei B'din in one way, and now Mayim is another Yom Adin. It seems to be very, the Tairavis seems to be very strange. There's one more Inyan, which is a very difficult Inyan, it's deep Inyan. Chazal said that when David HaMelech tried to make the Sheetin for the Mizbeach, the Sheetin are those holes, which also means a foundation in a certain sense, he dug too deep, and it made the Haim almost spurted out and engulfed the world, and he put a shame over there. And the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is connected, the Shir HaMailos that you say in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and the Madregas are connected, the Pa'ula of putting the water down, lifting the water back up again. There seems to be there's a whole mysterious Inyan of Mei Tahoim that came up, threatened to engulf the world, went down again. Very, 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 very deep and mysterious Inyan. I want to make one more Nekud in a Goyen. The Goyen says it in Seder Yom HaShoeinu Rabbeinu Shulch Aruch. It says like this. It says that B'Yom HaShvi Shoshoeinu Rabbeinu Noigim L'Harbos B'Mizmorim Ker B'Yontif. You are Noiheg to have a lot of Mizmoris like on Yontif. That's one Nekuda. Then it says the Ramah brings other Nyanim that you do similarly to Yontif. And then it says, V'kosev Rishonim Zal, sheyesh simen b'tzel alavon b'lo l'shana rabba, shikol l'kreivav b'shabbos. So he says that there is some Rishonim that say that there is a certain inyan of a yom adin on a person's life. So the Goyen says, she'oz gemar dina shel odom gamken im amayim. The Gemar Din of Adam is also with the water. Shamayim Chaim Loilam, because water gives, it's a life force of the world. Vamra Sar Dvorim Nikru Chaim V'chulu, and another thing. So the Goyen says that besides the Yom Kippurdik elements that we have in the Shiny Rabbah is because it's a Zman of Din for Adam also. And it's very hard to understand. I mean, before we asked about the Mayim, that how's the Yom Adin on Mayim if Adam was already Yotze, Zoch, and so on. The Goyen says that it's a Yom Adin on Adam as well, because it's similar to Mayim. But it makes the kash a lot stronger, makes the point a lot sharper. How can you, I mean, what's this, another Yom Adin? I mean, we finished. What else can you want? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Ne'ilah, Chesimus Adin. I mean, what else? The Goyen just says that it's also Yom Adin, and that's why you have these Inyanim that are Yom Kippurdik Inyanim. So I want to understand the Inyan with another Gra. This Goyen says a very big Yisayit over here, and we'll work from there. It says Ve'ed Yalim in Aretz. The Pasuk says like this, that when Adam was created, V'chol siach asod term yeh ba'aretz, V'chol esev asod term yitzmach, There was no grass growing yet, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give rain, and Adam was not around to be mispalo. And then it says, a vapor would rise from the ground. So the Goyen says, Bebreishis Rabba, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish. Rabbi Yochanan says clouds are only lamalo, and Shlokish says clouds are lamata. Shnei malos imtaretz. In Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, there's a compromise. There's achra. It says when Klal Yisrael does Ritzono Shel Mokem, it's mayim al yoinim shoysim, and when Klal Yisrael doesn't do Ritzono Shel Mokem, mayim tachtoinim. Vezer shama v'odam ayin lavedes adoma. Lachain ve'ed yalim in ha'aretz. U'mipnei shloi hoya schus maisim lohirek shamil maila as ed olam in ha'aretz. Shanonim shos ha'mayim ha'tachtoinim and so on. So the Goyen here opens up a whole inyan for us in understanding a lot of the mahalchim. And let's talk about it a little bit, let's explain it and so on. The Yisoid HaChayim of the world is water. What blood is to a person, water is to the world, and to humans as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two mahalchim. In this, more than anything else, bread the world needs, but bread grows only one way. It grows on the Adama. Everything, all the other tzrichases of the Bria have one mahalach. Water splits into two mahalchim. You have Kihu al Yamim Yesoda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the world on Yamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the world on a Tehoim. The first Bria is a Tehoim, and the world rests on this Toyu and Voyu, on this Choshech Alpnei Tehoim. The world rests on that. That is one Mokar of Mayim. And there's a second Mokar of Mayim through Geshem, through Mater. The two Mahalchim are correspond. Tehoim is always something which is bad. The word Tehoim is negative. The word Tehoim is bottomless. It denotes something that has no shear, Lera, because it's an endless pit. Tehoim is Malchus Edoim, because it's Rishis that has no bottom to it. It has no Tachlis other than Rishis. And B'meila, it's a bottomless pit of Rishis. Tehoim is something which is a Bria that, it's like a black hole. It swallows up everything and leaves no Zecher of anything. That Mahalach is a Mahalach of Teva that has no Shaychus Talikus. If a person is trapped into a world where everything is exact, takes place in a certain, with a certain a logarithm, it has a formula to it, and this is how it always happens, the person gains in Teva and lost Alekim out of it. Because the more certain things are mitzad mahalchi teva, there is no elikus there. Even if the person believes, but that belief never comes into play. Lemoshel, a person believes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu that mechad chayim tuvoi, that the sun rises because it's Ratzon Hashem, but that never ever is displayed. Where's the Ratzon Hashem? The sun is like a clock. It comes up every morning and that's it. Those things that are completely locked into Mahalchim of Al Yamim Yesoda, that the earth stands on that, the laws of physics are completely self-sufficient, and b'meila they almost lack out any indication of Kadosh Baruch Hu, except Mibara Eila. But within themselves, they're a prison. There's a mahalach of Mata, where the water comes from Shemayim, and it's capricious,
It comes sometimes yes, sometimes not. And it reflects a rotzen of the boyrei. The opposite, if a person who acts rationally is predictable, a person who acts mikoyach of rotzen is not predictable. What we call rational means it's locked into a system. So if I can take a balchai, somebody who knows animals can predict exactly how an animal will react in a certain situation, and with a very high degree of certainty, because the animal is a function of a system. And b'meila, there's very little room for surprises. A person has a koyach that's called rotzen, and the koyach of rotzen is mufka from predictability. The sense of me is expressed through the rotzen, and b'meila, if there's a greater rotzen towards the person, I'm more forthcoming. If there's less rotzen, if the person is more, less rotzen me, I'm less forthcoming. So we have two mahalchim in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu can relate to the world. He can relate to a mahalach of what we'll call teva. Teva in the sense of predictability, it's a foundation upon which the world stands, and b'meila there's no mokum for change. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world through mahalchim of Hashpah, which are very much totally in rotzen, and sometimes more, sometimes less, sometimes we understand, and sometimes it's very bewildering. But that's the nature of that mahalach. In water, which is the core chiyus of the world and of Adam, you have those two mahalchim. In the Bria, the Eid Yalim in Aretz, there's a mahalach where moisture rises up from the ground. The world is lives off the Yamim Yasada. It lives off the its internal mahalchim, and you don't need Adam for that. And if you don't have Adam in the Bria, there's no arousal of Ratzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the world is as it is. Adam came along into the Bria, and Adam brought into the Bria the facet of Ratzin, and as a corollary, the unpredictability of Mutter and Geshem. There is a difference, there's one difference in the effect that it has, and we'll speak about that soon. But Mitzad, the Etzem Toichen, that's how it splits. And that's what the Goyen means, that's the Pirkei Avolazo. If Klal Yisrael is not Zoicha, then Klal Yisrael gets its resources from the Anonim Milamata. If Klal Yisrael is Zoicha, they get it from Anonim Milamata. That's the Toichen of what the Goyen means over here. In those two elements of relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's go back to some of the points we started with. The Yemei HaDin of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur carry themselves two inyanim. There's an inyan of what should happen to Chayte, Yomos, Yavi Karbim. Din has Mahalchim of Din. And a person that's Chayte has a certain tzad that he should not exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built tshuva into the Torah, and tshuva is what the Torah says, puts you back on square one again, and it's good again. And that's good, that's wonderful. So mitzad mehalchi din, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the end of that mehalach. There is no more need for anything else. If you did well on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it was nichtav v'nechtam l'chaim, and with that it's over mitzad de mahalchei din and mishpat. So l'mashal, let's say a person has dealings, I don't know, with a bank, and he's behind on payments, and they took action back and forth. A person can reach a certain heskim, and my credit is back to square one again. It's fine. It's good. That's business. Business is back as usual. In relationship with people, I may have squared out the cheshbon, but just because I squared out the cheshbon, there's no return to Mahal Chiratzin is automatic. Let me make it even sharper. You cannot have automatic Mahal Chiratzin. You can't say, well, I sent you a card, I bought you a bouquet of flowers, and I called you before Yontif, so we're back again the way I was before. I did all three things. I mean, it's not mechanical. The world of Ratzon doesn't fall under any mahalchim that you can say charata la'ava, vidui, kabbalah la'asid, and that's it. That mahalach is good for the mishpat mahalach that's in the world of Averis. It has no shaykhes to the world of Ratzon or the divas. Rabbi Yonah says, he speaks about the nyanim that a bal tshuva should be osuk in. He speaks about tefillah, and it's very hard to understand where's the makom of tefillah. The Torah says to put on tefillah. You don't have to stand to be mispalel all the time that the rotzen should mamish be like a good tefillah, and I ask you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me put on tefillah, I should put it on, and please let the shal roi sit exactly on top of my head, and let the shal yad sit over there. You don't not mispalel for that, you do it. In tshuva, there's a whole world of tefillah associated with tshuva. And Rabbi Yonah seems to say, when he speaks about what the point of the tefillah is, he says, it's hashiva li sesoyin yishecha, that a person has to be mispalel for the return of the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the world of the chait in din and in mishpat is taken care of by the world of tshuva as prescribed in halacha. The other side, which is Ratzon, needs Ritzu and Pius Mitzad Mahalchim, because that's its Teichen. That's what it is. There's nothing else that this is its Teichen. The Goyen says that on Sukkis, what happened was the Goyen has a Chiddush. He says the Anani HaKovid came down immediately after Matan Torah. It came down with Matan Torah. It came out of Mitzrayim with them. They left after the Chet HaEgel, and they were restored again on Sukkot. And that's why we make the Yontif Sukkot as the Goyen Shita and not Pesach time, because it's going back on the return, on the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we did Tshuva immediately, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not Mashkes Kol Yisrael, but the Ratzon of, the special Mahalach of Ratzon didn't exist until Sukkot, that's when it came back again. It's one of the reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called, the Mishkan is connected Anani HaKavod. You find the term Ananim, Anani HaKavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Reichiv al Av Kal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rides in on a cloud. Some of them, the clouds are always HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vehicle for entering the Bria. In other words, the person, the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows up in the Bria is through a cloud. A cloud comes from nowhere. It's the only gilui, it's the only important gilui in the Bria of Ratzon. It's unpredictable, most highly unpredictable, and is always an indication of Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Teichin of Sukkis is, it's a Yom HaDin, it's almost an oxymoron. It's a din on the Nedivus, on the Ratzon. In other words, just like if I apologize to somebody, and I do what I think I need to do in order to smooth out the relationship. So I feel good. I say, listen, this is what I did wrong to him. I think this. My conscience is clear. But now I want to see what does his face look like. And I can't have tainus to him. I mean, I can say, I did this and this, the person says, fine. It's okay. I'm Michael you, and so on and so forth. But to evoke Ratzon is another mahalach, and it's not, you can't even put a finger on how exactly to do it. And that's the mizuk of the Yom HaDin of Sukkis, the Yemei HaDin, and especially Shanarja culmination, to the inyan of it being the Zman Simcha and the Kapar and so on. mitzad mehalchid din and mishpat, it's over. It's finished. We did what we're supposed to do. We were misvada, we were makabul, we were atcharata. We hope we did it right, but that's finished. But you still want to wait and see, is there any ha'aras panim coming back? That's not totally in mehalchid din and mishpat and tshuva as prescribed. It's totally in something else. Tefillah is an ikka to it, because tefillah is directly asking for something, even if you don't deserve it. The only vehicle din you get by doing. If I work by you for 10 hours, I get paid for 10 hours. I don't need to say a word. As long as that's what's agreed on, I did my work, you pay me. If I'm asking for something I don't deserve, I have to ask for it. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing ilma maisa. That's why tefillah is that chaylik. It's the teichin of Simchas Beis HaSheiva. Simchas Beis HaSheiva is, and it's totally zeh bezeh with tefillah. And I'm adding a nekuda here. Simchas Beis HaSheiva is we take mayim tachtoinim and offer it as mayim elyoinim. That's where Adam comes in. Adam comes in as the one that changed the Bria from Eid Yalim in Haaretz to Terem Himtir. The mutter is when Adam takes it and processes it. And I want to explain how. This is the Nakuda. When a person davens every single day, the toyos that the people make is that the purpose is to inform Hashem what I'm missing. So, first of all, not everybody feels he's missing anything. So b'meila, okay, of course there are people who are sick, and there are people who need panasam, people who need das, people who need this, but if a person doesn't feel he needs it, he's not terribly mechaven. The real need for tefillah is to take everything you have and to say, I am not taking it for granted. Just like when somebody gives you the car to use, this key card to use whenever you want to use this car. And he says, whenever you want, take it and use it. It's yours. Don't ask permission. But if you're a mensch, every time you use it, you touch base with the person, you thank him for it, you tell him, I am not taking for granted that I have your car keys whenever I need it. Tefillah is built to take the das that I have, that I think I have, and to say, it's yours. Ata chayne lodam das, could I have it? I'm not taking it for granted. Baruch Aleinu, Rifa'enu, and all of it, the tachlis of tefillah, when you don't have it and you ask for it, that's pasha tefillah. Tefillah that we're talking about is what I have, I ask for. Because that's the mahalach of taking mayim tachtoinim and turning it to mayim elyoinim. I don't take it for granted. I once heard a beautiful story from somebody I know. This person is a doctor, and in his internship, he did it in a big hospital in Boston. And as he was sitting in a cafeteria one day, a lady simply collapsed with cardiac arrest in front of him. He was a young intern, but he was the Mokum Shein Shemish, and he revived her. And they took her up. It was due to his efforts that she pulled through, and they took her up to the ward. And a day or two later, he was wondering if he should go up and visit her. I mean, it really wasn't. I mean, he wasn't a doctor. He was an outsider as that. And then he decided he wears a yarmulke. And he had a beard also at the time, so it'll be a kiddush Hashem. He walks up, and he sees the woman's husband sitting there. The woman looked, Baruch Hashem, well, you know, much better. And she takes a look and she says, it's him. And she tells her husband, this is the person that saved my life. And the husband said, you know, whatever I can say to thank you, it's not going to, there's nothing I can say to thank you. But I want to tell you, when my wife smiles at me in the morning, I will say, this smile is because of you. His name is Howie. When she cooks supper, I'm going to say, this supper is because of you. And so on and so forth. The hakara that to take mayim tachtoinim and make mayim elyoinim is totally in tefillas adam. Tonight's Tushpizn of David HaMelech, who is tefillah itself. David HaMelech was his modesty. Vani oni ve'evyoin, anoichis ulas v'loish, vani sfila. David HaMelech was kuloi tefillah. His sefer was the sefer that became not Torah but tefillah in Klal Yisrael, because that is the mahus of tefillah. Tefillah is the taking of what you have as mayim tachtoinim and turning it into mayim elyoinim. To bring it into the cycle of hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather than taking for granted. So Sukkis is the adjunct yontif to Yimei Adin. Yimei Adin finishes one mahalach. Sukkis is the desire to bring back what Moshe Rabbeinu said, that Hashem Yelech Imanu, that he doesn't want a malach to go with us, he wants a Kadosh Baruch Hu to go with us. What does it mean we want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to go with us and not a malach? Because we want it to be with a mahalach of hashpa melamayla and not kavur melamata. The keys to that mahalach lie by a person. A person takes whatever comes natural for granted the way it is, and the person pours it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the person turned mayim tachtoinim to mayim elyoinim. And the person lives a life. There's a very beautiful expression from the Breslover. Somebody once wrote him a letter. He was suffering a lot of terrible tsaras. And the main problem was that none of it made any sense. It was like, why? And his point of his letter was, and I don't begin to understand any of it. And he answered him, you're very fortunate, because if you would understand it, you'd only have your tsaras. Now that you don't understand it, you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, anything that fits into Mahalchei Poshet, Teva, and Kavua, all the person has is himself and the Mayim Tachtoinim. When a person pours it back where it belongs, that's where the person is Zeicha to have it. The crossroad of Geshem, the crossroad of the Anani HaKavod coming back, the crossroad of the world of Tefillah, Mayim of Nischa Mayim, all of it is one nekuda to bring back the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Sesoin Yeshecha by Avodas Adam of bringing it back into his life.
Amen.
Filolani. Can you do it on the... Do you know it? So, maybe if not, I just... Sorry?
Time. Yeah.
many, maybe a million. Yehuda. I just want to know, and yeshiva is, I don't want to take away from minyan, is yeshiva, is anyone know some?
Is it 10 o'clock?
What?
Is it 10 o'clock?
It's 10 to 10. Is there somewhere you can, if there's a minyan yeshiva anyway, I don't mind davening here. You have, who could you call?
What?
Adav Yomi is there. So that's Kibana minyan themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, are we going to daven here? I don't, I mean, unless anyone wants to go daven here yeshiva. Yeah. So we have a minyan at Dindam, I assume. Do we have a minyan?
I just want to do the whole thing.
Huh? I just didn't want to make sure that they have. They have the Dafayomas, and they sure have a minyan. That's the.
Oh,
no.
Okay, so somebody want to make anybody has a Shir Fala Michia with Al Geffen? We are. Yeah. Right. You want to? You won't get that on video.
What?
Anybody?